This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado lawmakers are trying again to encourage more condos by trying to reduce builders' exposure to lawsuits for construction defects. KUNC's Chaz Sisk reports on the new bill.
Many people say the reason condo construction has dried up in Colorado is developers can't get their projects insured. The risk that they'll be sued for mistakes is just too high. But limiting builders' exposure also means making it harder to hold them accountable for shoddy work. Governor Jared Polis says the newest measure strikes a balance.
It's a bill that's fair, takes into account legitimate concerns from all sides.
The proposal would encourage condo builders to offer 6-year warranties on their work. If they don't, condo buyers would have even more time to sue than they have now. It also offers builders legal protections if they hire outside inspectors to monitor construction.
That was Chaz Sisk reporting with the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Also at the Capitol, a bill that would allow enrolled members of the Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute tribes to enter Colorado state parks for free. The proposal has bipartisan support and will have its first hearing today. Backers say the goal is to reduce barriers for members of the Ute tribes to access lands to which they have deep ancestral ties. Over the weekend, one person died in an avalanche near Berthoud Pass. Authorities in Grand County responded Saturday to what they described as a skier-triggered avalanche in a steep area known as the Fingers. It was the second reported avalanche in the county that day. A few people were caught in the other slide but were uninjured. Saturday's avalanche death is Colorado's third this winter and its second fatality in less than a week. You can find more news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.